Major events around the country are being called off thanks to stricter COVID rules under the red traffic light setting. The Warbirds over Wanaka International Airshow has been cancelled for the second time in 2 years. The event traditionally attracts more than 50,000 people over 3 days and injects roughly $40 million into the regional economy. And locals are concerned Wanaka will pay a heavy price for red. With us now is Wanaka's Chamber of Commerce General Manager, Naomi Lindsay. Morena.
Morena.
How critical is the situation for Wanaka?
Look, I think to be honest, without being doom and gloom, that the timing of Omicron and the red light couldn't really be worse for Wanaka and the Southern Lakes. Warbirds, obviously, as you've pointed out, announced yesterday they would be cancelling for the second time in 2 years. That's a huge blow to our community and our businesses. A lot of our businesses rely at the moment, without international tourism, on these big events to bring out of people into people out of town into town. And also the news this morning, which I'm not sure if you've seen, but unfortunately Challenge Wanaka, which is one of our other big events, has also unfortunately had to cancel this morning, and that was due to take place in mid-February. And we have a number of other events on the calendar for February and March, which is basically what brings people into Wanaka. It is a huge blow, and then the timing is unfortunately very poor.
What businesses do you think will be the hardest hit?
Well, look, it's a bit of a supply and demand thing. I mean, obviously, the very front line, so your hospitality, your accommodation, your retailers, obviously, accommodation providers already, calls that I had yesterday with people are already obviously had huge amount of cancellations for Easter due to Warbirds. So that obviously opens up a whole heap of room nights in Wanaka and across the district, because obviously with 50,000 people over the 3 days, Wanaka alone can't sleep all those people. So this reaches as far as sort of Gunnawkee, Kingston and Tekapo, like where people can actually sort of stay. So the reach is actually kind of far reaching. And then obviously the people that will be in the district for that time. I mean, obviously this year there was never going to be any Australian visitors for Warbirds anyway, but certainly the Australian visitors previously would be here for a couple of weeks, touring around and building up to sort of the big event. But also it's natural that if retail, hospitality, tourism and all those kind of front-facing customer kind of businesses are not doing great, well, that has a knock-on effect to maybe they won't invest in renovations this year, maybe they won't upgrade their kitchen this year, maybe they won't can't afford as much marketing this year. So it has that knock-on effect to sort of trade services and professional services. And because our district relies so heavily on that tourism market, the reach will be sort of further afield.
So briefly, is there anything then that can be done, or is it just too bad?
I wish I knew. I mean, definitely we're going to be chatting to the other chambers of commerce and having a discussion. I think with the government has made this decision for the right reasons, but unfortunately for these events businesses, only some of them, obviously, if they're above the threshold, qualified for the events support that was announced late last year.
So I suppose, does there need to be some sort of recognition and some kind of special support package?
Yeah, that's what I was alluding to. I think the government really needs to recognise that the economic impact on the likes of Wanaka and Queenstown that rely on these events throughout the summer. I mean, there was events across the country throughout the summer, but our towns really rely on these big events to actually see us through. And there's a lot of businesses that are already saying to me that they were really relying on these bank holidays and these big events to basically see them through until the borders hopefully opened sort of past April and hopefully Australia before that. So there's real concern that without these big events now, that these businesses will either close down, reduce hours, which obviously has an impact on staff and things like that. So, there is a lot of concern in the community as to what this now means for us.
Look, thank you very much for your time. That is Wanaka Chamber of Commerce General Manager Naomi Lindsay there.